nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together than the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is the home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Slash, and Super Sam Ross always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
We're going to have to add Irving Fryer to that welcome.
And take Diaz out.
Yeah.
As long as I'm still on, doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Everybody, Green Legion Radio live here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Ludlum Bar and Grill here in Sea Isle City. We've got a great crowd already. Can we get a
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
My dad is so thrilled right now.
It's all right. Wow, you hear that buzz? That's in front of Herb. We're going to have to kill that fan at some point in time. No, nah, it's just too close to your microphone, but that's all right. Can you turn that one off for us there, big man? I appreciate it. We're just going to have to sweat a little bit more.
No, nope, wasn't that.
That wasn't that. All right, turn it back on. Hey, everybody, we are happy to be here. It is an honor and a privilege to be working with Amy and Chris, who have sponsored us here at the Ludlum for baseball brunch. We're going to give them every bit of Green Legion Radio as well. So, guys, we thank you for allowing us to be here. Thanks for the tickets to see the geriatric Love Seed Mama jump last night. It was great. Actually, they haven't missed a beat. It's just the lead singer isn't jumping around the around the stage as much as he used to. But all good. It was a blast. Sam
is
and
that
I
the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, right.
I saw things last night.
Keith Richards is the Walking Dead.
I saw things last night. I was not quite prepared. I didn't know that 50 plus could jam out like that. I mean, I was impressed. There was a lot of people there.
I thought 50 plus was your demo.
And she has determined, actually, that she could tell the difference between people from Sea Isle and people from Avalon, and it's all based on their shoes.
That's been a fact for 30 years.
I guess there's a lot of blukers being worn from Avalon. What's a bluker? A comfortable shoe for yachting. All right, PCU. We got it. Rob Valivas' favorite question. What's a bluker? A comfortable shoe for yachting.
That's a bluker.
We got to bring up Rob V this early in the show.
I know.
Yeah, seriously.
Everybody, my producer today, Super Sam Brady next to her.
Yeah.
Girl power. We'll come back in from the outside now. Michael, shut up. Diaz at the end.
What is up?
Chris Sackmaster working his ass off today, doing back-to-back shows with us. Eagles, legendary. 5-time Pro Bowler, 2-time All-Pro, 17 years in the league. The oldest player to catch 4 touchdowns in a game. Oh, okay. And still holds the record for touchdown receptions from 19 different quarterbacks. Is that accurate?
You're accurate.
I'm good.
You're on point
today. Everybody, once again, Eagles legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer. And if you take off the hat, you look even more like Willie Williams.
No.
Irv looks like Irv.
Psych. Everybody, we appreciate you guys coming down and helping us kick this off. And a shout out to the entire team here for doing everything you guys could to promote this and make sure we have a lot of people here. It's been a blast. Kudos to you guys. And don't forget, the beautiful ladies of Philly's finest swimsuit counter, including Green Legion's Vice President Connie Piper, are here giving away free calendars to anybody that wants one. Yes, if you're looking, it's Christmas in July. If you're looking for stocking stuffers, come on up, get some, and make sure you check out greenlegion.com for all of your trips to see the Eagles play on the road or home tailgates for $65 at Xfinity Live, 4 hours. All you can eat and drink, full open bar this year. Wow. First time we went to full open bar, it's usually been Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, Goose, and
Mango Cart,
and all stateside vodka drinks. But this is the first year we've added all gin, rum, tequila, and whiskey drinks as well.
Bad news for Sean Henderson.
Bad news for the kids.
Or Natalie.
And Natalie. So, you guys, make sure you check out GreenLegion.com to sign up for that. We have an open forum today. We figured we've gone away from the run sheet because I know you guys hate it.
No, we don't hate it.
We just
like,
no, we just like to get it ahead of time.
Is it a run sheet or is it a Quimby script?
Yes. So, that being said, we're going to go around the horn today pretty much and follow that awful ESPN show. Just kidding. So, I asked everybody today to have a topic.
And I didn't get that memo.
What'd oh, that's that? Right. We have a list where we have a text message chain where we don't bother you.
Oh, you don't bother me?
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to the show, don't you think that is a little bit important?
And unfortunately, at times, I forget that I don't want to bother the hell out of you on a regular basis.
Quimby, you can never bother me. You are one of my guys
give
right
it,
now.
Give it time.
When Quimby
on,
calls.
He said right now.
Give it time.
He said right now.
When Quimby calls, I answer the phone. I can be in the middle of dinner. And the phone rings, and it says, Quimby, I'm answering it.
Don't do it, Irv.
Yeah. No, when I see Quimby call, and I say, what now?
That's what I say.
When Diaz sees the ring, it's like, oh, God, what do I got to pick up at the
Am
studio?
I getting fired again?
Yeah.
I only get fired on the show, to be fair.
Anyway, I think I'll kick this one off, if it's okay with you guys, because I want to talk about everybody in the media circuit, the sports media circuit, that thinks the Cowboys have any shot of winning this division. They do not. No shot whatsoever. And I'm going to give you tangible reasons for this. First, other than Dak Prescott, Micah Parsons, and Trayvon Diggs, and, well, let's see here, maybe one other. Zach Martin. Other than those four names, and don't give me CeeDee Lamb. Other than those four names, who else can you name me that plays for that team?
CeeDee Lamb.
Okay, other than those five.
Gallup.
All right. Gallup's not even coming back to week three.
The tight end.
Maybe. All right. Well, I'm just saying. Do any other names scare you? How about that? A better approach to that.
DeMarcus Lawrence used to.
Well, Schultz had the games that he played last year versus the Eagles.
Dalton Schultz?
He had good games.
He did have good games.
So when he's playing the Eagles or against the Eagles versus the Eagles, I'm concerned about Schultz.
We also didn't have linebackers last year either that could cover him.
Well, and that's
a good
point. And is two games enough to franchise tag your tight end?
No, it's not enough. I wouldn't say that.
Unless your name's Travis Kelce.
I know how he's performed against the Eagles. He's done well.
Well, they've got you look at the beginning of Dallas' schedule. They start off with, Tampa Bay. Then they play Cincinnati, who was in the Super Bowl last year.
They have a first-place schedule.
Yeah, then
they have the Rams, the Bengals, and the Bucks.
Before they get to us. They play the Rams right before us.
And our second-place schedule is Arizona, who does not have DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes.
Who lost Christian Kirk. All right. I don't know who Kyler Murray's going to throw the ball to.
He's going to run.
And we got the Super Mario running around. We got the Steelers and the Saints. Our floating schedule this year: Cardinals, Steelers, and Saints. Cowboys floating schedule: the Rams, the Bucs, and the Bengals. I mean, right there. I don't see them winning any of those three.
And they have them all in the first, 5 weeks of the season.
Yes.
Now, this is, I will say this, and I hate saying it, but it is true. The last few years, we're kind of looking up at them. I think this is the year. I mean, can we just beat them down the first game? Because
hard.
It's been, 45-21 type games. It hasn't been pretty lately.
Well, having been a player in that, that tradition when it comes to the Eagles versus the Cowboys, it really doesn't matter what happens in other games prior to that game. That game is always a big rivalry for both teams. So you're looking at what the Cowboys are going to do or what they're not going to do when it comes time for them to play the Eagles in the first game in that division rivalry. It doesn't matter what happens prior to that. We need to look at the matchup head-to-head and make the decision based on that.
I got a question for you, Irv, with that, because before they actually do play the Giants and the Commanders. Should we just say Commodes this season?
I said it in Baseball Brunch.
Okay, we'll just say Commodes. When
I promoted Green Legion, I said the Commodes.
We'll say the Commodes. Are you going on the Commodes trip?
Instead of Commies?
Yeah, I think Quimby doesn't want you to go on the trip because he wants to do the show with me on the bus again. So I think you have to go to Detroit.
Does he want a good show?
A good show? Did you not... I have my own show.
All right, all right. Hey, just... Irv, what my question...
Come back to Irv.
What my question is, like you said, I get it. You know,
yeah.
you don't pay attention
right.
to week before weekend.
Right.
But if it's the third division game that you've had in the first 6 weeks of the season, does that... reduce it a little bit?
No, it still doesn't matter because there is an extreme intense rivalry versus the Eagles versus the Cowboys. It always is. It doesn't matter. Okay, let's look at the last game of the season last year. How did you feel when the Cowboys, we didn't play our player stars, and the Cowboys came in Philadelphia and beat up on us?
Didn't even watch the game.
Yeah.
If we're not starting, I didn't even watch.
But you felt, I was blind drunk by the second quarter.
But you were upset.
And that's different compared to any other game?
Did that upset you? Did that not bother you?
Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament.
No, it didn't. Why didn't it?
Because we already made the playoffs. It made no sense whatsoever to actually risk injury going into the playoffs.
As a player, that bothered me. That bothered me.
You know what? I traded my seats out.
Because the starters who were watching, and they had to watch their team get beat up on and go into the playoffs.
I was a row below Alex Singleton and Avante Maddox's suite.
And you think
they
really
did not
care?
Give one single crap.
Hold
on, you got to remember, Irv, it's a different day and age.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I find that very hard to believe, but like you said, in this day and age of football, maybe that is true. It's not the same then.
Zach, you've been largely silent. What do you got?
Oh, I just talked for a whole hour, so I figured I'd let you guys get warmed up.
Let's have a good show. Zach, stay largely silent.
It's okay. I'm still getting paid the same way, right?
Yeah.
I'll go over to the bar and hang out with my family. It's not that big of a deal.
Shut up, Diaz.
Amy, what's up, Amy?
Listen,
everybody, Amy Glancy.
Yeah, Amy was awesome. She's been awesome the whole entire time. It's beautiful.
It's a big day for Amy, an honorary member of Diaz Nation as of today.
Oh, God.
Congrats, Amy.
Diaz Nation, still Amy. Population one.
Amy, we would prefer you don't sponsor us.
And it's
anymore.
Not his wife or his daughter. No, I look at it like this. You know, they're coming off of winning the division. It's like there has not been a repeat winner in the NFC East since the Eagles did it in 2004. And there's I don't know what the reason is for that, the rhyme or reason, but it's simple facts. It's just something like to me that they are set to fall this year. Dallas is still a good team. They still have the best quarterback in the division, but they also have an awful head coach and who I'm surprised didn't get fired after that playoff performance against the 49ers last
year. Nothing better than a quarterback draw with 8 seconds left.
Yeah. Who was the one that called that? I mean, was it him or the boy wonder offensive coordinator that they had and that they continued to
have? It all goes back.
Yeah. It's just, listen, they are still formidable. But at the end of the day, the Eagles, if everything comes to fruition, and if Jalen Hurts becomes what we hope he can become, this team right here, there's no reason why they should not win 12 games this year.
All right, well, can I
ask a question? What is it that we're hoping? Because I've been hearing this all offseason. You know, everything, we got everything we need on defense. We filled all the empty spots. We've got the receiver we need now. So we've got all the weapons that are necessary for the offense to be very productive and us win the division and get to the, you know, NFC championship. Our offensive line is awesome. But it all falls on Jalen. What is it exactly that we're expecting Jalen to do?
Not turn over the ball.
What is it that we want him to become?
Think about those teams.
Why are we putting all the pressure on Jalen?
Because think about it. I mean, think about those teams that you used to play on. Everything fell on the quarterback, right? There was a lot of pieces that you guys had in place. But because Bobby Hoying or Rodney Pete was the quarterback, you guys couldn't elevate to that next level. This is not a knock on Jalen, but the team got better when they took the ball out of his hands and put it in the running back.
I understand this. Well, you mentioned Bobby Hoying, so I'm going to go Bobby Hoying on you. Bobby Hoying was ineffective.
You'll come out okay.
Bobby Hoying was ineffective. He was not ineffective when he first came in and started when John Gruden was here.
You still see people wearing those jerseys.
John Gruden knew how to groom him and knew what kind of plays to call that would feature what he could do the best in terms of his talent. The next year, Dana Bible came in, and that's when
Bobby Hoying.
That's when Bobby Hoying fell apart.
But didn't Bobby Hoying go to the Raiders though and play for John Gruden? And he was still equally awful there.
No, he wasn't equally awful there. Not as bad as he was.
Only
here.
To bring in that Rich Gannon.
But his confidence had been lost, just like Carson Wentz. He went somewhere else. His confidence had been lost, so it was hard for him to regain that. When your mind starts playing games on you, you can't. You know, it's hard to regain that kind of confidence and play at that level. At that level in the NFL.
I think we need to hear some mind. Your mind's playing tricks on me in or out of this break. Just so you know, Jansen.
I think with Hurts, the reason why it's the same story. It's why he got demoted at Alabama. He's a good quarterback. He's not bad, but the one stat that I don't know where I read it or heard it this week, but the league average using the center of the field targets is 22%. Jalen Hurts was at 10%, and the next closest quarterback, you know, with the amount of throws, was at 16%. Just doesn't use the middle of the field, which was a knock on him when he came out of college. It was a knock on him when he started last year, and it's still there. So I think what people are saying is they've got a great roster, and if Jalen Hurts can step up and show some progress in his second full season, they're going to be dangerous. And if he's just the way he is, they're not going to be bad. But it might be time to look for a replacement.
If he's just the way he is, they're going to still be better.
Right, but they could be a contender. I mean, Quimby's NFC Championship or bust.
I am NFC Championship game or bust, 100%.
Well, so if there is no, I agree with that.
If there is no progress, though, they're not making the NFC Championship game. If he does not get better, they got stud receivers. They beefed up the defense. They've got the best offensive line.
No Dallas Goedert,
you know. And
I find
if it's not Hurts, then if they fall short of Quimby's goals, it's unless there's major injuries or something like that, it's probably going to be able to point to Hurts not progressing as we wanted to after year one.
And that's my question. Where do you want him to go? It's obvious.
NFC Championship game.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back from break. But whatever. Before, you've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Dave Bavusa will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Dave Bavusa at 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. You guys, this is Green Legion Radio with Sack Diaz, Super Sam, Irving Fryer, and myself, Quimby, live from the Ludlum Bar and Grill on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. We'll be back right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
I forgot John Jansen back in studio, currently working as being one of the backup singers for the Goo Goo Dolls reunion tour.
Definitely singing Iris right now. There's no doubt in my mind.
Hey everybody, this is Green Legion Radio. We are live from the Ludlum Bar and Grill in Sea Isle City, New Jersey. We're here till 3 o'clock. We have all kinds of stuff going on. We're going to start giving away door prizes in the second half of the show at the top of the hour. We have three official
God.
Wilson
put
Duke.
That shirt back on.
Good God.
Take a picture.
And everybody, Sean Henderson just stops the show. There it is. Go Birds!
All right, go Birds!
I don't know about you guys, but I'm on my fourth shot of Jameson, and I'm still holding it together.
And the show
and
has gone off
the
rails.
Sun,
yeah, it's good.
I got a La Costa lemonade coming my way.
Excellent. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fantastic.
Great.
So we have door prizes to give away. We have three official Duke Wilson NFL footballs, which three people will win today. If you haven't got a ticket, make sure you check out the front here. Yep, there it is. Wave the hand. Yep, Miss America. There it is. All right. We will give these away in the second half of the show. Three footballs, and you will be able to throw these footballs to NFL legendary wide receiver as well as Eagles legendary wide receiver, Mr. Reverend Dr. Irving Fryer,
everything
everyone.
Under the sun.
They have to throw it through this hole, and I'm going to stand
nothing
down
but that
and make it come down between those other lights, and I'll catch it then.
I don't want to see any ducks being thrown around out here.
And then after the catch is done, he will sign that football for you. It's going to be a good time, you guys. And just so you know, coming soon, Irv has decided to start a foundation. It's called Pass for Cancer, or Pass on Cancer, I'm sorry, where we will have these footballs at every one of our remotes and give them away, and at the end of the show you get to throw them to Irv, and we will be looking for personal and corporate donations for every time Irv actually catches one of these.
What, do you think I can't catch any more?
I don't know, man. You still look good. I would assume
I'm
you're
old,
still
old, but I'm not that old.
If T.O. can suit up, he can suit up right now.
And all the money, 100% of the funds that are received will go to cancer research at CHOP at University of Penn.
No pun intended.
You guys, it's going to be a great thing. And we want to commend Irv. He's been doing a lot of good things in his life, and this is another great thing that he has come to the table with, and we are happy to help promote him with that. So check that out. Pass on Cancer. It will be coming up very, very soon.
Doing good work in the community.
There it is. I'm not done talking about the Cowboys, though.
Well, wait a minute.
There's no wait a minute on this.
Jalen. Okay, go ahead.
All right, because we're getting off topic.
We're not off topic.
I want to talk about, all right, first of all, I have tangible, actual stats here. Trayvon Diggs had 11 interceptions last year. Anybody that's played in the modern era of football, since they have been recording statistics, any D-back, safety or corner, that had 10-plus interceptions in a season went down by 6.7 interceptions the following season.
Yeah, but how many touchdowns did he give up this past year?
I don't know. Yeah. You weren't on the field.
Yeah, he gave up a lot of touchdowns.
Quimby, why are you so angry? I think that's
because I hate the Cowboys.
Oh, I thought it was the past
four shots of Jameson.
Yeah, he's drinking.
Well, hold on. You guys know I'm always angry.
Well, that's true.
I'm saying this with a smile right now, except for you. You're fired.
Well, that's what makes it scary.
I'm saying it with a smile?
Yeah, that's what makes it even worse.
Right? I hear you. So in addition to that, the Cowboys had 34 takeaways as a team last year. Here's an even better stat. Any team in the modern era that had more than 30 takeaways reduced their takeaways by 12.4 the following season. There is no way this team is going to play well. I am done with it. Ezekiel Elliott has dropped 10 yards per game on average rushing since 2016. Does Tony Pollard scare you? No. He has hurt the Eagles at times, but this is when Amari Cooper week three, and that is a big question mark as it stands. And how long does it take a receiver? Irv, did you have any major injury over the course of your career? You
his toe.
Your toe.
I had some major injury. Yeah. Nobody knew about it. Yes, that's a major injury.
He played
injury.
Through the ball.
Played
yeah.
through.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. For the average receiver coming off an ACL tear, how long does it take before you're comfortable pivoting on that knee?
Well, surgery is different now with modern technology than it was when I was playing back in the dinosaur days. But I would say before you...
Jansen, cue up the Jurassic Park theme song, please.
Before you get to the point where you're not thinking about it anymore, whether you feel it or not, it's a year. It takes a whole season. You go through a whole season before you get to a point where you don't even think about it anymore, where you feel normal again with regards to that part of your body.
Quimby, you're talking the Trayvon Diggs stat there and defenses dropping off on their total sacks. They don't
not
have
sacks. Takeaways.
Takeaways. They don't have – that leads to my point. I'm cross-current here. They don't have any pass rush. Randy Gregory's gone. They don't have a pass rush. It all works. Your corners
you smoke weed in Denver.
Your corners look good when you got a good pass rush. And they weren't particularly good last year at pass rush. But they really don't have anything. They're going to be –
Well, Parsons.
It's going to be a – yeah, but –
He had almost 15 sacks last year.
No, he's good.
Which is half than what the Eagles did last year.
He's not a bad player. He's a good player. They're going to game plan for him. He's not going to be a surprise this year. He's the only guy that they got. Which he's still going to get his, but he's not going to have 11 sacks as a rookie. Hybrid linebacker, edge rusher.
And their offensive line is just discombobulated.
But you know,
well,
what?
We know Tyron Smith hasn't been healthy in six seasons. He has missed at least six games in all of his last six seasons. You know, Zach Martin is the only one. And at some point in time, he's going to show signs of age. But on that offensive line, you lost,
Lael Collins.
Thank you. All right. You lost Collins. What scares you about this team? Nothing. I don't think they win six games
Mike
this
McCarthy.
Year.
Oh, wow. That's a bold proclamation.
I don't think they win six games.
What do we get? What do we get? I don't want to bet on it.
You continue to get a paycheck. Shut the hell up.
I don't disagree with you, Quimby, with regards to what Dallas is going to be able to accomplish or not accomplish this year. They're not an NFC East championship. They're not going to be a good team. They're not going to be able to beat the Eagles. They're not. I don't question that. I don't know why you're going on this tirade about the Cowboys.
I continue to hear that.
From who? From where?
Every media journalist. Really? Everyone. We have to worry about the Cowboys. No, we don't. We're going to thump them.
No.
We're going to straight up thump them in two games.
We don't got to worry about them. But they're the competition. They're the closest competition.
I think our worst enemy this year, our biggest competition will be ourselves. Will be the team.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with the Commodes.
No, not the Commodes. Not the Commodes.
You're scared of Carson
Wentz. Because since you're giving out stats, can I give you some stats for your aspirin?
I love that. That's from the movie with Samuel Jackson. I got some stats for your ass.
Yeah, I just put aspirin on it.
the Reverend's speaking now, everyone.
But statistically speaking, I'm going back to Jalen Hurts now, and everybody's talking about Jalen has to increase. Jalen has to get better. We have all the pieces, everything set. But if Jalen doesn't get better, then he's going to be the blame, and that's going to be why we don't get to the NFC Championship, so on and so forth, blah, 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 blah. Listen to me. Listen. Statistics show that NFL players make their biggest increase. They make their biggest improvement from their first year to their second year. So,
I thought their sophomore slump was that.
No. No. Statistics show that NFL players make their biggest increase in improvement from their rookie year to their second year. So it's a given that Jalen is going to get better. We have to stop putting all the blame on him. We have a novice host of people coaching and playing on this team.
It's not blame.
We're not blaming. We're not blaming.
Okay,
question.
Some of the responsibility needs to be split up.
In all fairness, don't make it appear as though we are, or me especially, who is, you know, who's pandering for everything. I'm not trying to add any pressure
right
to Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts earned another season. Jalen Hurts is our quarterback, and I believe Jalen Hurts, because of his mental capacity and his work ethic, he will get better, and I am looking forward to that. All I am saying is for the Eagles to make the NFC Championship game this year, no bullcrap, no, I'm not blowing this up because I'm trying to sell more trips. All right, this team is going to be good if he is just a little bit better than he was last year.
That's exactly what I'm saying. The improvement that he's going to make, that's going to come naturally, is going to be enough to get this team to at least the NFC Championship.
Thank you.
But understand this. If it doesn't happen, I've heard time and time again, well, if they don't get to the NFC Championship, it's going to be Jalen's fault. No. The blame needs to be spread out. The responsibility needs to be spread out. This is a coaching staff that's coaching a head coach, a defensive coordinator, now an offensive coordinator. They're doing it for the second year. They're still learning as well.
I agree with Eric. But Quimby doesn't know what he's talking
about.
But
you also know that's not how it works.
Hold on.
In the NFL,
ready? And Diaz has been muted for the rest of the show.
That's right.
That's our version of Shut Up, Diaz.
Shut up, Diaz!
I think
Diaz!
The sun just shined a little bit brighter down on the Ludlam Bar and Grill. God is smiling on us.
I love all my fans.
But that's my point. That's my point.
I understand where you're coming from.
Captain
Demps.
It's spread out over the
now,
with the coaches.
Do you feel like he's dealing with this pressure already?
I think he's, yes. I mean, you can't help social media today. You can't help but hear this. I think he is the guy, though, that can handle it. I think he is the right one for this position at this time with this team and all of this talent. I think he will produce. I believe this team. I'm excited. Everything's about to start popping here in another week or so, and I'm very excited about what the Eagles potentially can do this year.
I'll tell you one thing that is getting to me is all of the every little minute, the Derek Gunn report.
that was on Twitter what last week or this week, where in a off-season workout he was 0-for-10 with 3 interceptions and 3 sacks, and AJ Brown came to his defense on Twitter. It's like, wait till he gets on the field for real. Well, let's wait till there's actual practices with, you know, with a pass rush, not waiting 3 seconds. He is the biggest question mark on there, and it's fair to question him until he makes an improvement or a jump. But also, we're talking about it now. Thankfully, training camp is next week, and we can get some actual real reports and see if he's made those progressions.
I don't think training camp means anything anymore.
Exactly.
With the way they practice.
I was just about
We won't find out if he's going to start improving
until the game.
Until we actually get into a real game. Because OTAs, training camp, it's nothing like it used to be.
Think about it. Sirianni canceled 2 weeks of OTAs and mini camps. He just completely...
Because nobody wanted to show up.
He threw them out.
And you know what the problem with that is? The problem with that is we have new guys coming in, right, who have to learn a system, who have to get acquainted and adjusted to their new teammates. And that's when you get that in.
But you learning to play your lick.
Learning the nuances, learning your new teammates. You do that in the OTAs. You don't have time for that in the preseason.
And that's what I was going to say, because you know, the same before I get to you, you know that they're not, because you're saying, oh, you know, things are going to get popping next week. I don't know. I mean, what are they
going
to do? Like,
well, again, we're going back, Joe, next week?
Yeah, with like soft pads?
Football starting, that's what I mean.
I know, but when are they going to put pads on? When are they actually going to be football players?
They're not
going to play in the preseason. And we all know that the beginning of the Eagles' schedule is soft. S-O-F-T, soft.
Through week 8, it's soft.
But you need to make sure. You need to make sure.
Peter bought a box is here.
Yeah.
But the sad part is, remember, the first 4 weeks of the season now are really the preseason. That's you getting used to each other and actually physically starting to hit.
And hopefully,
hopefully
not getting hurt.
Guess what? What works for us, all right? We start a preseason game in Detroit in week 1. We have a second preseason game with Kirk Cousins.
They bite kneecaps, Quimby.
With Kirk Cousins.
It's prime time.
On prime time. Then come back home for Jacksonville.
No, we have D.C.
D.C. and then Jacksonville. All right? If you can't ask for a better cakewalk of the start of the season for a team that does need to gel. What am I looking at?
Sam.
No, well, I'm just saying, I think you're absolutely wrong. I think those preseason games are important. I think you can't call these first 3 games cakewalks when they haven't played together.
Sam, I want my crab cakes.
Man.
Crab cakes broiled, not
fried. Shut up, Diaz.
And Donna comes to her aid.
Wow. That's the loudest she's gotten on the show.
But you know what?
She's got a lot of friends and family here. And everybody that came to see Super Sam, we appreciate you. Including Big Sam, Donna, and the rest of the crew.
Now, can I ask a question?
Donna, don't deal with Diaz later.
Come
out of the house.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask everybody a question? Who here, besides me, has played in the NFL?
I am a Division I athlete, sir. I don't know.
Fraternity ping pong.
Well, guess what? I played more NFL games than anybody out of the state, out of the history of the state of New Jersey. So
I know. Is this a new stat we're coming up with?
It's a new stat. Yeah,
what about Ron Dane?
No, I played more than Ron Dane. way more than Ron Dane.
Quibby almost lost his drink.
Ron Dane.
Preseason games. I mean, the only way you can get ready for football is to play football. And understand this, even in training camp, they're having these other teams come in and they're having these scrimmages within betweens, intramural scrimmages, whatever they were calling it. But that's not even real either, because you never match the speed and the intensity of a game. And you can't even really in training camp, when you turn it up in training camp, you really can't match the speed, because when you get to the game, your adrenaline and everything that comes in with the game, it takes it to another level. So you have to try to do it as fast as you can in practice, in training camp, to try to match the speed in the game, but you still don't. You can only play the game to get ready for the game.
And we're going to talk more about that.
And La Casa Lemonade.
Oh, we're getting there. Everybody, Premier Window Cleaning, the leading window cleaning company in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas. Family owned and operated for 30 years, they offer commercial and residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning, and more. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background check at Premier Window Cleaning. Your satisfaction level needs to be 100%, as no job is complete until you're happy. with clients like Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania, you cannot go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, give them a call at 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198. Or visit their website, WeHateDirtyWindows.com. That's WeHateDirtyWindows.com. Back with more Green Legion and Irving Fryer, taking us longer into the break than we needed to, right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
No, Europe. Giggity. Oh, my God. Everybody, and Green Legion Radio at the London Bar and Grill is finished. We're done.
Behave yourself. The program director's in the house.
Oh, that's right. Everybody, welcome Sean Brace, the Daily Ticket and Program Director for Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, in the house somewhere. We offered him Sam's chair, and he goes, no, I need a drink. See? I'm not the only one that doesn't do this sober, or that...
Uh-oh.
Well, no, that was right.
Well, he does it 5 days a week.
So. Yeah.
And you're fired.
And you're fired. Everybody, we are live at the Ludlow Bar and Grill here in Sea Isle. Yes, that is the Fort La Costa. Today, introduce La Costa Lemonade. And I got to be honest with you, if I wasn't so chubby, all that sugar would feel really, really good right now because that is tasty.
It is delicious.
It is absolutely refreshing. Thank you.
It's dangerous, though. Amy's telling
Hold on, I'm not talking.
Amy is telling me it's a 5%er, and I can't.
Is it really?
I can't taste 1%.
Yeah, no, that's it. It's hysterical. You do not taste any of the alcohol whatsoever. You guys, this is Green Legion Radio, alongside Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie.
Ooh-rah!
Sorry, we just do
inside
that.
Joke.
It's an inside Finding Nemo joke, and. NFL legendary and Eagles wide receiver, Mr. Dr. Reverend Irving Fryer, everyone.
He's enjoying a La Costa lemonade. His body percent fat just went from 4 to 4.01.
Yeah, yeah. Look at this. It doesn't. Hold on a second. Does it annoy anybody else that he looks this good? Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Oh, his wife's like, no, sit down.
How old are you now?
I'll be 60 years old in September.
60, right? Hold on a second. I don't know about
September
you guys,
28th.
But it kind of pisses me off, right? I'm still trying to get under 250.
You know what we need to do one day? We need to have an Irv Fryer exclusive show where he can tell us. He's got some crazy stories from the NFL in the 80s and 90s.
Well, yeah, I have some crazy stories.
Crazy stories.
Hold on. We could start whenever you want.
Well, I mean, I think we should mention the toe shot, you know, every show. Who gets, oh, my broken toe? I'm playing on the vet. It's
Look
a
at the toe.
Let's put
if you
needle.
Want to share that story with everybody, do so now. Please.
The broken toe?
Yeah.
You all want to hear about my broken toe?
They're all drinking. Might as well do it now.
Yeah. So, I've had three, I'll say it this way, I've had three what I would call bad days. Or bad games in the NFL. Two of those games were in the vet. one was in Miami. I dropped a couple of balls. Another one.
Giggity.
Another one.
Unnecessary.
Yes. Another one was my rookie year in New England, playing here in Philadelphia. I dropped a punt, and Philly recovered it down on our own 5 or 6 yard line. I
was seeing a trend here.
I cried after that game. And then
that's my teammate.
Then my third year here in Philadelphia, the second game of the season, I broke my big toe.
Oh.
And we struggled that year. Those
Sergeant Holka is our big toe.
I broke my big toe. I broke the sesamoid bone right underneath the bottom of my big toe. I don't know if any of you know what that is, but that's the bone that's right there where the joint comes together, where the foot and the big toe come together. And you use that. You need that to run. You need that to walk. I broke that bone. At first, I was diagnosed, and the trainer said it was turf toe, so we just started getting shots to numb it up before the games. After a while,
nothing better than a big shot to your toe.
We figured out that it was a broken toe, but for that whole season, every step I took in practice, every step I took in the game, was extremely, extremely painful.
Breaker.
No, I wasn't Jalen Rager.
Hey, yo, that's not cool at all, dude.
I wasn't dropping touchdown passes. No, I wasn't Jalen Rager. But it was difficult. You can imagine your big toe trying to run routes, stop, come back in the vet on that hard turf. It was a tough time. And then I guess we were against St. Louis. I ran a little crossing route and Ty Demmer threw me the ball and I won for touchdown 64 yards. And that was when I got in the end zone, it was like the first touchdown of the year, and I fell in the end zone and I just cried like a baby. My teammates had to pick me up and carry me to the sidelines, and I cried all the way to the sidelines. It was just a lot of pain. It was a bad time. And I don't want to go over this again.
Hold on. Diaz, what do you got?
I do have a question. Irv, that was your first year in Philly?
That was my third year in Philly.
Your third year, okay.
My third year. Yeah, my third year. We struggled. I think we were 3-3. I think we were 1-3.
I think Diaz is going through your game splits right now.
Yeah, I was going through the game splits. I'm like, you had 152 catches on a broken toe? No.
If you would have went through the whole season without a touchdown, you would have been Miles Sanders. So at least calling you Jalen Rager is not
bad. There
you
go. Hey, wow. You know, this is something, too, where...
Dude, don't put... listen, that's just flat out...
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
That's a flat out disrespect, spit in my face, putting me and Jalen Rager in the same sentence. How freaking dare you?
Hey, Irv,
I'm a love.
Irv, I'm a love.
Hey, Zach, just for record purposes, you just got threatened by Irv Fryer.
Yeah. That usually doesn't end up good.
That was a holy threat. That was a holy threat.
Okay. All right.
I still feel comfortable sitting next to you.
Oh, Irv, yeah.
I have a question with that because as fans, we didn't know all that at the time.
Yeah, I didn't
right?
say anything.
So speak about what it's like when you are getting grief from the fans and the press and everything. I mean, we might not know the whole story. You're playing on a broken toe. You know, if any one of us has a broken toe, you know, we're taking off work for 6 weeks.
Well,
you know?
The reason I first there was
well, that's you
like Diaz when he blew his quad walking his dog.
There was a reason
Lies.
That I didn't say anything, and one of the reasons. One of those reasons was I'm old school.
No excuses.
No excuses. Yeah. I come from a train of thought where coaches taught us that even if you were hurt, if you didn't play, you were letting your teammate down, you were letting your family down, you were letting your mom and daddy down, you were letting the family fans down, and you just that's not the way you operated. If you could get out on the field and play, you got out on the field and you played. That was one of the reasons I didn't say anything. One of the other reasons I didn't say anything was because the latter part of my career. I was in my mid to late 30s, and if a guy gets injured that late in his career, they look at him as someone they can just toss to the side. I didn't want that to happen to me. That was a fear of mine, that they would just cut me and let me go, thinking that I couldn't play anymore, that I just got old from 1 year to that next year. So I didn't want to say anything.
So it wasn't like me last night at Love Seed where Sam said I got old overnight.
No, not Sam.
No,
that wasn't overnight.
No. She listens to these shows all the time. You haven't had a reference to a pop culture specific thing later than 1985.
And I mean, that's
your wheelhouse, bro.
And then I was dealing with that whole mental thing too that year. You know, Bobby wasn't playing well. The offense wasn't playing well. So I started trying to do more. I maybe dropped a couple passes. So now I'm pressing. So it just snowballed. And then it was funny. I was doing a radio show with Howard Eskin. I had a radio show every week with Howard Eskin. And
the Burger King?
The King. Yeah. And
no,
so
Burger King.
For the most part,
I love his son.
For the most part, the fans were pretty good. So a guy comes on. He's saying, oh, Fryer, you're great. You know, you're great, dude.
3 minutes.
And then he says, as far as your play this year, you suck. So he kind of set me up, and it hurt. It hurt me. It bothered me real bad. And it mattered what the fans said and how they felt about how I was playing. So I got caught up in that, too.
Irv, I got a question with that. And I understand you're old school and you played through it and all. Like,
yep.
And it's different this day. There's an investment in all this and buying. How do you feel about now where at the time where it's like, listen, maybe I do need to step off. I mean, are you as effective? You can't be as effective as you are with a toe.
No, I wasn't.
So wouldn't it be better to, I'm asking, to step off, get right, whether it's 6 weeks, 4 weeks, I don't know, eight weeks.
It would have been the whole year because Deion Sanders had the same injury that year. It took him the whole year.
Right,
and
right.
It took me a whole year after I got finished, you know, once I got my toe repaired, it took a whole year before I didn't feel it again. I still played at Washington, but I still felt it that whole year.
So that's why they should call you prime time.
Well, no. I felt like this. I felt like a 50% Irving Fryer was
better than a 100% Freddie Solomon.
But you heard it here first.
Well, Irving, a 0% Diaz is better than anything.
Well, no, Irving Fryer on the show right now said he's tougher than Deion Sanders. So, I mean, that's all you got to hear. That's what you come to Greenlee.
Hold on a second. Did we ever question that?
Did I say that?
You know, you just said it took Deion a whole year and you
played.
Well,
he took off the year and got surgery. Yeah, yeah. I didn't say I was tougher than him.
Hold on, but you're tougher than him.
I am tough.
Yeah.
Everybody, this is Green Legion Radio live on Fox Sports Radio, broadcasting from the Ludlum Bar and Grill here in Sea Isle City. The ladies at Philly's Finest Swimsuit Calendar signing are getting a little bored because I saw Connie yawn here just a moment ago. Make sure you get up there and get your free copy of the calendar. If you have not gotten your ticket for the door prize, we have three official Wilson Duke NFL footballs we are giving away today, which you will be able to throw after the show to legendary NFL receiver and Eagles wide receiver Irving Fryer right out front. And afterwards, he will sign those footballs for you.
And I got two good big toes.
Excellent. And Sergeant Holga's going to find how you big toe shove it up your ass. I can't remember the line exactly from Stripes, but it's in there. If you haven't got your ticket for the door prize, do it now. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will select the first winner of the football and the throw and catch to Irving Fryer here on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia. This is Green Legion Radio. On behalf of myself, Super Sam, Irving Fryer, Chris Sack, Michael Diaz, we will be back right after this.
WDAS Philadelphia is Fox Sports Radio, The Gambler, an iHeart radio station, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Pick to come in, but that's all right. Jansen's
no, it's perfect. That song better. He's done in the 2 plus hours.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio, live from the Ludlum Bar and Grill here in Sea Isle City, broadcasting from... Wait, I just did that. There we are. There's the first Jameson fumble.
Right. There you go.
All right.
Is it hour two? Are we in hour two?
On Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia, 102.5 FM. We're good to go. Don't worry.
Two rights. Get it right and the left.
Oh, you're right. All right. Confused already. You guys, it is about that time. Young man, I need you. Is it okay? Come on up.
Don't say that.
Hold on, we gotta come on,
Charlie. That's my nephew Charlie.
This is your nephew Charlie.
Charlie,
how are you?
What up, Charlie?
Say hello into the mic.
Charlie looks like he doesn't want to be bothered.
Hello.
Hey. Charlie, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to draw a ticket for me.
Everybody's digging for the tickets.
Pick your own, Charlie. You were Jude. And that's my godson Jude right there. That's my boy.
Everybody, for the first Wilson football, official NFL Duke football, that you will be able to throw to legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer. Don't go anywhere, because if nobody claims this, you got to do it again. All right. It goes to 6928296.
That's a lot of numbers there.
That is a lot of numbers. I think we just have to go over the last three, right?
Probably.
That's normally what you do on these types of situations.
Last three. Everybody in the bar, 296. If you're there we go. That's awesome. Usually you have to go through
We would do these. We do a weekly show. We were at Chickie's 3 years ago in 2019, and we would do this giveaway every single week. And if we got in the first four tries,
Charlie, nice success. Work, by the way. All right,
good job, Charlie.
Yes, did you notice they just?
What is your name, sir?
That's how it is up here, Irv. I don't know what it is. I get no respect.
Donato Scioli?
Hey, Irv.
That is not an Italian name.
Not at all.
It is great to see that the Ludlum Hotel accepts all Jewish people here.
Donato.
All right, Donato. You need to hang around for another hour.
Okay.
Happy to buy you a drink.
Don't throw a duck.
This is Irving Fryer.
Yes, sir.
All right, you can shake his hand right now because you're going to be throwing this football to him right out front here at the end of our show. All right, appreciate you.
Remember, if you throw a bad pass, it's going to go viral.
Yeah, so get your practice in.
Just giving you a heads up.
Awesome. Good stuff. All right. So I believe we I asked you guys to bring a topic to the table, and Irv, I didn't communicate that properly to you.
I had my topic though. I did.
So
Diaz,
why don't we go with what you want to talk about? Yeah. We're at the top of the hour here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia at the Ludlam Bar and Grill. Once again, Amy, Chris, Bob, appreciate you guys being hosts to us today. You guys are great. Let's have at it, man.
Well,
this will take an hour.
It might. Look into NFL news, and we hit the Eagles hard, every show, and we've gone through all the projections and everything. But the one thing I was thinking, I totally forgot about this, and Roger Goodell, who we all hate, who's terrible, that makes $40 million to protect the owners, man, he's doing a great job this summer. Because do you guys even remember that Stephen Ross of the Miami Dolphins is under investigation for the whole tanking allegation?
No, it's a class action lawsuit now.
No, hold up. I'm not even there. Daniel Snyder with his yacht out in Monaco and stuff. There's two owners that are on serious investigation. You know what's going to happen? They're going to delay it all the way to training camp. And then they're talking about, oh, my God, did you see that CeeDee Lamb broke his leg? And we're all going to talk about some other stupid thing. And it's going to go right under the rug.
How about the Deshaun Watson?
That scandal going on. Yeah.
Still, nothing has come of this. They've been investigating us for a year and a half. They still haven't done anything.
Listening to the whispers out there, it looks like what this. So there's an independent counsel who's totally not independent at all. Investigation. It looks like it's going to be. It sounds like it's going to be like 8 weeks. Now, if it's longer, don't worry, because the Cleveland Browns signed former first-round pick Josh Rosen yesterday.
Oh, they did sign him? Yeah. There was somebody else that they were looking at, too, right?
And that's part of the whole class-action lawsuit from Brian Flores, who was the coach for the Cardinals for that 1 year.
John...
Was it Wilkes?
Steve Wilkes,
all right. He was the one that pushed the Cardinals GM to trade up to take Josh Allen,
that's right.
All right. And he got fired after a year. You know, it's in the Cardinals again. Here we go. The Cardinals, the Jaguars, the Dolphins, the Lions.
And not with Dan Campbell, man.
I'm
rooting for them to succeed, just not with one.
The Falcons, all right.
The Giants.
Just garbage teams based on garbage ownership. Daniel Snyder. Hold on. Here's the funny part about that. You're talking about a yacht, Monaco, and all this other crap. No, this is a great story. If you guys look up the whistleblower on that Friedman. $5 million, Jason Friedman, all right, there was an account that Dan Snyder used that he didn't
second set
want,
of books.
He
second
did, set, a second set, set of books that books. He didn't yeah. want to share with the other 31 owners in the NFL. And it's hysterical because when you break it down, it's like $154,000 per NFL owner with this slush account for $5 million. And none of the owners gave a single solitary crap about what this idiot was doing on a regular basis until he took $150,000 away from each one of them. Most of them have watches that are more expensive than this, right? Just absolutely went... Whoa, wait a second. You're doing what? And Jason Friedman, the guy who blew the whistle on him, was the Green Legion sales rep for all the Washington football team commanders. Commodes.
Will you teach me to football?
Quibi, what we're going to do all season, we're going with commodes. We're just saying commodes.
Commodes.
It's the commodes.
The commodes.
Yeah, so it's true. And another one, you think about this bad ownership. One of your favorite ownership groups, Quimby, we're going to stay with San Diego because they can't make the Spanos. The Chargers have so much talent. They've had good quarterback play the last 20 years. They can't win anything. What's the one constant? Is the ownership.
You're not trying to blame Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, or Justin
Herbert. Yeah.
But you try and blame Claude Giroux for the last decade of Flyers hockey.
Claude Giroux is a great secondary player.
It's okay.
He's a great secondary player.
I'm just trying to talk about. I mean, you know, eventually when Embiid demands to be traded to Miami Heat, are you going to do the same thing?
Still on that.
Can I ask a question?
You're adorable.
You can still carry the same noise?
Can I interrupt you too? When you say bad ownership, and these teams, we named teams, and teams have been named,
that, yeah, they haven't done much in the past 10, 15 years. Teams that continue to be bottom dwellers, let's say. But you say that it's bad ownership. I'm of the mindset, this is the mindset that I carry, that the game is played by the players. You know, it's not, you know, players get coaches fired, players get coaches hired, because the players are the ones who are out on the field actually performing. When you say bad ownership, what exactly do you mean in terms of what they're doing or what they're not doing that has a direct impact on the product that's on the field, and that plays into whether or not that product on the field wins or loses?
Irv, I'll try to answer this, and I'm not pretending.
Take your time.
I'm not pretending to know more than you, but I would.
Oh, I don't know. I would say you, because I don't know.
Okay, what I'm saying is this: obviously, each individual player is going to have to. They want to keep their job, so they're going to go out and work hard and do all this stuff. But when there are, I don't know, on the football side, coaching decisions or elevations, or someone is starting in front of someone else, or all these little things, and when there's one constant, and it's the owner, whether it's inadequate facilities, whether it's lack of, you know, even no one cares about them. The players hear that stuff, and it doesn't mean that the players shouldn't
go out. Giving the front office, the coaching staff autonomy to run their departments.
It doesn't mean the players don't go out and work hard and try, but you're. To have a strong organization where everyone's on the same page, everyone feels like they're going somewhere, everyone kind of believes in the person in front of them or ahead of them or on top of them.
Are they pulling from the same end of the rope?
Right. And when the Spanos family have had some excellent talent on both sides of the football, and they just, you know, they're a perpetual, I hate to say.
So then there's a disconnect somewhere between the players and the ownership. Somewhere in there, there's a disconnect.
You've got 20 years of good quarterback play. You've got great running backs. You've got good linemen. You've got great defenses. Uh-huh. And then you've got multiple general managers. You've got multiple coaches. And they still can't get it right. You're like, well, what is it then? And maybe they're just bad at hiring. And that's the problem. It could be. I don't know, but they, you know.
Well, I'm not saying that there isn't interference or there isn't an influence from ownership, because I'm a living witness of ownership in interfering with what's going on the field. I was playing my third year that we talked about when I had the bad toe. Bobby Hoeing was not playing well. I actually went to the sidelines in the middle of that debacle during a game and walked up to Ray Rhodes, our head coach, and told him, Ray, you got to take him out. You got to get him out of the game. And Ray told me, he looked at me and said, I can't, Irving, because they won't let me take him out.
Right.
So, yes.
That's bad ownership.
Yes, that's I do know that ownership.
So that's why Reger's still on the field.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's Howling. Howie's easy.
It's still the same owner. It's still Mr. Lurie.
Yeah. Still, let's not say anything, Howie, here. It's hot down there. There might be lightning strikes coming in.
He has
in
more good.
Like
but see, the thing is, though, is that he was just getting started when you were here.
Right.
So, like, now he has more clout.
Yes.
Yeah, he has more goodwill with the community and what he's done. The Andy Reid era, the Super Bowl. You know, like,
people kind of like him.
Yeah, they've grown to like him in a lot of aspects. It's just, you know, but it's still the same way.
Right.
It's what you're saying. Why can't we pull him off the field? I'm sure Sirianni wanted to take him off the field last year. They just couldn't.
Right.
You're tucking my shirt like you want to say something.
You got some sort of bugs growing all over you. I don't know back here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You're protecting
me? There's sea bugs out here?
I can't believe they sat us so close together. We haven't not sat during a show at arm's length. I mean, I keep beating you down verbally, but I'm afraid of an actual physical confrontation.
As long as you guys washed, it should be okay. Did you take a bath this
You
morning?
Honestly think there's going to be a physical confrontation between the two of us?
No, you're too slow. I have cat-like reflexes.
Cat-like reflexes.
What?
Did you learn that playing ping pong?
What?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Cat-like reflexes helped out.
I would actually like to see that.
I would like to see.
I would like to see the two of you go at it.
I'm still hoping that someday.
That would be the saddest fight you'd ever see in your life.
I'll buy a ticket to that.
I want Sam to club him first. Sam's been begging Quinny for that.
I am. I'm constantly begging to. I just want to hit him one time. Just one time, let me punch Diaz in the face.
You actually need permission for me?
Not the
crap out of him.
Now, maybe after the show, we can do the three throws to Irving, and we can do Sam popping him in the face.
Well,
can everybody in that say yeah?
Is HR
going to...
Is HR
going to... Well, talk to HR.
There is no, we have no HR.
HR is here. Connie is somewhere around here.
Sam, my crab cakes. Broiled, please.
Oh, my God, Diaz. Oh, my God, I am going to hit you so hard. And then I'm going to make my mom do it.
Hello, Tiger.
Giggity.
Giggity.
Not yes. Mom.
Get him, Sam.
Look, Sam gets into the mic when she yells at me. That's all I'm
saying. Donna, get over here and punch Diaz in the face.
By the way, real fast, I want to welcome to the program.
Hey.
Host of the Daily Ticket and program director for Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, Mr. Sean Brady.
My man. What's up, baby? Hey.
Everybody
behave. I just came to take
That mic cord doesn't have too much room to walk with. So.
Yeah, I'll be calm, I promise. You know, I was sitting over at the bar. First of all, I met my wife in Seattle, Quimby. Did you know that?
I did not.
Polar bear.
And by the way, she is way too hot for you.
I don't know what she was thinking.
I mean, they say that about Abby too, Diaz.
There's only a few goals you can hit after you turn 30, right? One of them's got to bring home a hot wife, right? I mean, you know, that's one of those things.
Hold on a second. Make sure make sure you record all of this.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to hit the scratch off millionaire. You know, I want to be on my lottery dream home with David, but that's not going to happen. So you got to marry up. Anyways, I met her polar bear plunge. I don't ask me the year. Long time ago. Anyways, I'm over at the bar. And I was like, man, Urban was really good.
Yeah, he was.
But I was like, how good was Urban Fryer? And all due respect to the Eagles teams, I went to the Miami Dolphins team.
You can disrespect them. They were bad.
Catching passes from Dan Marino, opening up the season with 3 touchdown passes caught by Dan Marino, 55, 40, 25 years. Urban Fryer was a freaking beast, an absolute beast.
Sean,
come on, man.
Sean, we looked at this.
It's a different game now. Yeah,
You can still run with the boys.
Well, that was a running game back then.
He played with Dan Marino.
You know, I was
Don Shula, the head coach.
It was a different game, though. I think about how the game is played now and how I actually played. I was watching some stuff that Seth Joyner was doing. I love Seth and his show. He's extremely.
Seth is the man.
Yeah, he's extremely. At the top of his game right now when it comes to his analyzation of the game and what needs to happen.
New post-game show, too.
Yeah, he's getting paid. I was thinking about the game back then, how, you know, if a defensive back hit me, see, I caught a ball, and he got a good lick on me. I would get up, and I would look at him. I said, good hit. Now it's my turn to get you. And I would wait until I got an opportunity to catch him running, chasing somebody, whatever, and it's not out of him. That's just the way the game was played then.
Yeah.
The intimidation factor has been removed from the game. When that was the game, that was a big factor in the game. If you could come out and intimidate your opponent, more than likely you're going to win. But that part of the game doesn't exist anymore. There was a time in the game when, say, for instance, I know back in Miami, we used to do that. The quarterback would hand the ball off to the running back. He'd take a couple false steps and then pitch it back, the throw back to the quarterback, and quarterback catch it and throw it down the field to us. That play doesn't work if the receiver during the game before that play is not down the field haggling and hurting and having an effect on the defensive back. During the game, I'm down the field. Blocking the safety. So when that back gets the ball and takes those couple of steps, now that safety has to be concerned about me coming to harass him, sure. And he plants his feet to deal with me. Now the ball's pitched back, and I'm going past him. So it works all together, but the game is not played that way anymore.
Well, Irv, you were a hell of a talent, and I know you represented the Eagles very well when you were here.
A few years, yeah.
But what I'm saying is, you were a damn good receiver. Who was opposite you in that in the Dolphins days?
The Dolphins, it was Mark Ingram.
Damn.
Yeah, Mark Ingram was. Well, he came from the Giants the same year I came.
Mark Ingram.
Yeah. He was a great.
Did Chris
great
Berman
receiver.
Ever have a nickname for you?
Who?
Chris Berman have a nickname for you?
No, they just called me the Rev.
The Rev.
Yeah, they just called me the Rev.
My man.
Irv, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
The one aspect of this year's
the what?
Yeah, I know. I pulled my sack.
It's all right.
Pull my Chris sack out of there.
Bible.
It's okay.
The most excited that Eagles fans are aspect of the improvement of this team this year is our guy AJ Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, not you're not 1-1, but like kind of see the kind of production that AJ Brown has. Yeah, he misses more games than you do, or you did. Do you see your game and who's the player today that you see most models the game that you played 20 years ago?
Well, not a lot of them, or very few, because, again, they're not physical downfield. I do see AJ, you know, he's one of those guys that can get downfield and get physical with the defensive backs. Debo does the same type of thing. But I was, you know, until I got to Miami and started operating in a pass-oriented offense, I wasn't even concerned about catching the ball. I would get so amped up and so hyped up before the game. All I wanted to do was hit somebody because I came from, you know, Nebraska. And that's what I did. I blocked from Mike Rozier. I caught a ball every now and then. I may have caught two or three balls a game. That was it. But I was a blocker, and I was a physical guy, and that's all I wanted to do when I got to New England. I wasn't worried about catching balls or any statistics or anything like that with regards to how many catches you had during the season. As long as I went out and got a blow-up block or two in the game, I was happy. I didn't care.
Boom!
But it's different now.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw everybody off there.
But AJ's numbers, when you look at AJ's numbers, I think over his last 3 years, he may have averaged 60 balls a year and I think just under 1,000 yards and about 8 touchdowns a year.
Yeah, but he misses he's been missing like three games
a year. Yeah, but his numbers really aren't going to change that much this year because we're not going to throw the ball. Don't think that the Eagles are going to come out and throw the ball 42 times a game like they did the first 7 games last year. No, it needs to be a balance somewhere around 55, 45, and 45 being the percentage of passing. And with that happening, when you talk about...
You still think that with the scat backs we have right now.
When you talk about and distributing the ball, I mean, you got Goddard, you got A.J. Brown you got to throw the ball to, you got... who's the other cat?
Devontae.
Oh yeah.
Quez Watkins.
Wait. You got the ball. You got to distribute the ball. Then you got the back.
Number 6. No change.
Hey, all I hear.
$6, no change. Yeah.
You know when he names all those wide receivers, the only thing I hear is no excuses.
No excuses.
That's all I hear.
And guess
no
what?
No excuses.
They're bringing about 13. I think they're bringing 13 receivers into training camp. So. There's going to be a great competition.
I think Jalen can do it. I think Jalen can do it.
I think he's going to be able to do it as well.
All right, we're going to talk about that more when we come back. You guys, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, GPHA, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adult specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available. Diaz, shut up. 11 locations throughout Philadelphia, over 85,000 patients. Telehealth and on-site appointments available. Schedule an appointment today, 888-296-GPHA. That's 888-296-GPHA, or visit them on the web at gphainc.org. Everybody, this is Green Legion Radio, live on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia right now. Coming back with a Diaz-free segment right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
I still have to write a check for the same amount. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, live from the Ludlum Bar and Grill here in Sea Isle City on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia. This is our time, baby. 1-3 on Saturdays. What do you got, Zach?
Officially now, there's been 3 people to sit to my right today. 2 of them have had a brain.
It's okay. Hold on. Really?
Hold on. He's paying you for that?
Yeah, he's paying you for that? That's ridiculous. Uh-oh. Looks like a bachelorette party.
Hey now.
All right. So wait. Who's the aunt that blocks everybody? There's always one.
Did you see the maid of dishonor?
I think she's a bride-to-be. There you go. She's the one getting married.
Nice.
Right on.
Congratulations.
G-L-E-S. There you go.
Hold on. We can do that better. Everybody.
Eagles!
There you go. I like that.
Uncle Dave, you're not above an Eagles chant,
Costa
sir.
Costa Lemonade, sweetheart. Try it. It's delicious. The Costa Lemonade, yes.
You guys, we are in our second to last segment here on Green Legion Radio.
Off the rails.
Once again, here at the Ludlum Bar and Grill in Sea Isle City. Make sure you check out from here on as it has been launched officially today. La Costa Lemonade.
And there's only one person on the planet that's pissed off about that, and I enjoy that he's pissed off about it, or she's pissed off about it. He or she. You know what? Genders don't really matter.
He's a she.
Anyway. So coming back into our second to last segment, Zach has to bring a topic to the table. What do you have for us today?
Well, listen, we covered baseball for Bud Light Baseball Brunch from noon to 1.
Sounded great, too, on the ride in.
Appreciate you, brother. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to surprise you guys. I want to talk about the Sixers. And it's not just the Sixers. I want to talk about the new arena concept.
Hold on, this is so... No, go back.
Yeah, go back.
Go away.
Go back.
No,
you
got to be quiet.
I want to see what you guys thoughts... I want to see what you guys' thoughts are on the new arena.
I love it.
Really? You know, you
let's
can't
talk about the Sixers
arena. You can't
arena.
Drop the microphone on the table.
He,
okay,
I'll do a better
All right,
job.
So hold on real quick.
Do you see him itching?
Yeah.
And there goes the volume on that microphone.
Give the microphone up. You're like Chappelle.
No, hold on. Nobody can hear you. That microphone is turned off. You have 2 strikes against you right now. There you go. Just put it down. Put it down. Come back for the last segment.
I think. I've never seen his face like that. He's literally disappointed right now.
I knew he was
his
not on.
His feelings are hurt right now.
Give hold on, turn the mic on. Are we allowed to say he's a little butt hurt right now?
Yeah, well, he's...
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, cool. Thanks, Sean.
No, I want to get you guys' opinion.
This is great. No, we get approvals or disapprovals right on the spot with our program director here.
I've never said no to you once, Quimby.
And I want to start with Sean here.
Giggity!
I know you have a lot of opinions about it, too. I think it's really cool. I mean, I know we talked about it about a month or so ago. I played the hypothetical game with Murph. Asking him, have you ever thought about how different life would have been if the Phillies had their initial wish of putting Citizens Bank Park down in Chinatown? And having, like, Citizens Bank Park is one of the best ballparks in the country. It would be talked about more highly if it was in Center City and you had Liberty Towers, you had the Comcast buildings right there within the
Do
range of the
outfield
seats.
Do you understand before you start going off on a rift how lucky we are to have all 4 major sports playing?
I wasn't asking you.
Shut up. In an area that is extremely accessible.
Yeah,
from all areas. Do you know what a downtown stadium is going to do to traffic?
I go to 1 to 2 Sixers games a year, so it doesn't bother me.
Hold on a second. Well, don't be a Richard and actually think about everybody else. The traffic that will take place downtown in that area, Filbert, 10th, 11th, awful.
It's going to affect
you're
you.
Also
not me.
Oh, yeah, it's going to affect everybody that lives in the city.
No, we take the speed line.
On the east side of Independence Hall.
See you on
it
Patco.
Is an absolute disaster.
You know what I'm talking
about,
sweetheart.
No way. No way in hell.
I wasn't asking you, though. The program director, Sean Grace.
That would be my only argument would be parking and traffic. That would be my only argument. How are they going to really facilitate that so that it's better? If you're going to build a new facility, then it should be new and better in every facet.
And it's privately funded. $1.3 billion of their own money. It's not going to cost the taxpayer.
Of course it's funded, but what I'm saying is if it's going to be new, it's supposed to be better. But it should be better in all facets. Is it better in terms of accessibility, traffic? Is it better? Is it going to be better in that term? I don't think so. I can't see it being better and more accessible right down in the middle of the city.
Sean.
I like a downtown stadium. 2031? I don't, dude, we might be transporting by then. I might ride down on a freaking drone
or train
in 2031, all right? Like, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Telepath?
Yeah. So you want to build me a stadium downtown? Fine. I don't know, like, Sack, I don't know what you were talking about, like, with if the Phillies would have got their wish. All right. What if they had a downtown stadium? What difference? Do we win an extra World Series? Are we in the playoffs this year if we played downtown? That's my question.
Do we get past the second round of the playoffs if we have a downtown stadium?
If it is, build it wherever you want. Please. Please.
It's all good. When they don't get out of the second round this year.
And you guys, real quick.
Hey, James Harden's really working out in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's where I go to when I want to work out. I go right to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Working out.
He's
going to
be in great shape next year.
He's making a ring in Vegas.
I'm working out of the gym at Caesar's Palace.
He's going to the Hoochie Coochie clubs in Vegas. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's not working out. He's in the straight.
I'm going to get better this summer. Come on,
make
James.
Make it rain, baby. Make it rain.
That's what he's doing. Making it rain.
So, Sean, you're for it. Chris, you're for it. Herb, you said.
I'm against it. Because I just can't see how it's going to be better. Like I said, it may be a better facility in terms of being inside and what it looks like in terms of the
play. Hold on a second. Big Sam, are you staying or departing?
He's leaving.
For you, I'm staying.
My man.
For you, I'm staying.
Big Sam Ross right here, everybody.
Yeah.
Don't we look alike?
Can I pick a topic real quick? 60 seconds.
No, you can pick a topic for as long as you want.
Why do we have the black helmets? I don't care about black. I see that logo right there. When are we getting the Kelly Green? I mean, come on.
It was supposed to come back this year.
I thought they were coming back with Kelly Green this year.
So it's next year.
Oh, supply chain issues.
Come on, Michael Rubin.
What we don't have as far as supply chain issues go are the fact that we are drawing the next winner right now for the Irving Fryer football catch with an official.
I think Big Sam Ross needs the pull.
Hutch, I need you over here. And it's not just because you're hot. Do we all agree Hutch is hot?
I mean, we're not on StreamYard, so I guess I could say because my wife's not listening on the radio.
Hutch is drawing.
Hutch is Big Sam.
No. Big Sam do it? All right.
Yeah.
Why can't you win it?
He can't win it.
Nobody gives a damn whether or not you're related to her. All right, everybody. Last three numbers. 3-7-2. Don't go anywhere in case we don't
just
get this.
Just in case.
3-7-2. If you have the last three numbers, 3-7. Do we have another one? Do we have it?
Hold on.
Is it you? Is that really you?
No, you don't have it.
Stop it. Hold on, Big Sam. You're a total Richard right now.
Man, he just pulled the neck on everybody.
Yeah, he good. Did, right?
That was good.
All right.
It's like the guy when they announced the 50-50 at the ballpark.
3-4-6.
So it was somebody that was close to you.
Anybody?
Up.
Right got here. It?
Uh-oh.
Yes! Young lady, can I please see that ticket?
She's got swag.
Right over here. Over here. Over here.
Yeah, she's got swag.
Yep.
Hold on. She's all eagled out, too. This is exactly what we want to see. Yes. Perfect. Mr. Irving Fryer, come on over here. What's your name, young lady?
Kathy.
Kathy.
Kathy,
congratulations. We need you to hang around until 3 o'clock, and then you're going to be able to throw this to Irving Fryer. Excellent. This is good. 2 for 3 on the pools.
All right.
This never happens.
Call that a Sunday night.
You see that? Nothing better than Super Bowl 52 being tattooed on your leg, baby.
I caught that.
All right,
Kathy.
I don't know what we were talking about, but go.
Braces joke.
I told a sexual joke, and I figured you would appreciate it. You didn't hear it. Yeah, and then
I heard a great joke last night. It was, what's the difference between a lentil and a chickpea?
You can't say this.
Oh, no,
You can't say this.
I opened Pandora's box with my comment.
I never had a lentil. On me.
Hold on, I didn't hear the turkey noise.
Please,
meanwhile.
Please don't let him repeat this.
Hold on, this is great.
I opened Pandora's box with a dumb comment. That was my fault.
This is you.
Yes, that was this me. Is you. I apologize.
I don't want to hear it.
Jansen's that meme right now where he's trying to decipher whether he's going to hit the dump button or not.
No, there was nothing.
He's sweating.
It's too late. I'll get the letter. Don't worry about it.
Nothing dumpable about that. All right, one more topic. All right, I got into it, just sprinkled it. I do want to know the opinion on what we're talking about this year with Jalen Hurts.
The first hour.
I'm getting into the vibe of the football season. It's finally here next week. Everybody's going to be in camp. And, of course, that's the
and
big
you know what? With
topic.
A two-hour show, we can go over it again. I think I'm going to allow Irv to knock this one out because he was the most vocal about
animated.
I love it.
The Jalen Hurts situation. So...
It's simple. I mean, everybody, like you said, everybody's Jalen Hurts. What is Jalen going to do?
It all depends. Enjoy my La Costa lemonade.
However the team or whatever the team does or does not do falls on the shoulders of Jalen Hurts. And I think that the responsibility is spread out. Jalen, obviously, statistically, a player makes his biggest gains, improves the most from his first year to his second year. This is Jalen's second year in a long time.
It's his third year,
but it's his second year starting.
Understood.
And it's his second year in the same system, mm-hmm. which makes a big difference because now you don't have that learning curve that, you know, starting new with a new system. He's got it. They can throw in wrinkles now and start with a great foundation. It's not all on Jalen. All Jalen has to do, I mean, people are asking, okay, he needs to be better. Does he need to go? Let's say he played at a four last year.
They're going to try and throw him more.
Let's say he played at a four.
Okay.
Does he need to go to a nine or a 10? I don't think so. I think he only needs to improve to a six or a seven in order, because he has all this talent around him, all these players around him. They've sewed things up on defense. As long as he doesn't go backwards, which he will not do, he'll go forward. He doesn't have to advance to a 10 or a 9. He only needs to advance to a 6 or a 7.
Isn't this the first time, too, since he was in high school, that he's going to have the same play caller back-to-back years?
Back-to-back years.
I mean, that's got to have...
That's a big difference.
Right?
It's a big difference.
I get what you're saying. Real quick, Sean. I understand what you're saying, Irv. And yes, it's... Sometimes it's unfair the level of scrutiny that is bestowed upon a quarterback in any market, let alone Philadelphia. But the accuracy has to improve, especially between the numbers. And listen, now does he have the requisite weapons to make that happen? Because now you don't have to play a safety over the top on Devontae Smith. He's going to see more one-on-one coverage. You're going to have a physical monster that's going to be able to take over the middle of the field in A.J. Brown. Finally, after all these years, the Eagles have a wide receiver that can actually be hit on a bubble screen and make something of it instead of trying to put out the stick figure Todd Pinkston.
As opposed to Brian Westbrook.
Yeah, I mean, like really, this right here is the best opportunity that we've had as far as wide receivers are concerned in a long time. And I'm not trying to disregard what they had in 2017. They had a good support system there with the wide receivers. And, you know, going back to Macklin and DeSean Jackson, it's been a long time since we've had wide receivers that you can go into the season and really trust. But he has no excuses now. He has all the tools to succeed. Now it's time to go out there and put it all together and get off to a quick start. Everything is going to be tied in to those first 4 to 5 games and how they manage it. If they come out 2-3, he's in trouble.
But the team has no excuses. It doesn't all fall on Jalen.
Yeah, but it will. And Sirianni, will.
Well, Jalen does need to improve on his ability to anticipate and throw guys open and throwing the ball over the middle. Yes, those are things that he will improve on. Those are the areas that he lacked in last year and prior to that, the little bit that he played the year before that. So, yeah, those things will improve. But the team has no excuse now because it's a team that has improved. It's not just Jalen. We got another receiver, got linebackers on defense, got another corner on defense, got a safety on defense,
yep.
Lineman in the middle. They've got everything that they need. So it's the team that has no excuse.
No, I'm 100% with you on that one, and I think we would all agree. Defense, you got Hassan Reddick, you went out and got Bradbury. I mean, you got playmakers on the defensive side of football this
Jordan
year.
Davis,
so
N'Kobe
it's,
Dean.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole different ball game from the team.
Totally
aspect.
Different linebackers.
Let me bring you over to my world. Let's talk a little sports gambling. Just quick, you know, open. Who's going to be the most productive receiver? Is it going to be Devontae? Let's talk about catches. Who's going to have more catches?
I want to hear
AJ
Jansen's
or Devontae,
because I'm going to go the other way.
Or Dallas.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised,
Quez,
if Devontae Smith. I wouldn't be surprised if he had more catches than A.J. Brown. Why? Because the number one defensive back is going to follow A.J. Brown, who was on Devontae Smith last year. So he's not going to see the same guys he saw last year.
I like it.
He's a number one receiver. He can handle anybody. He proved that last year. So he's going to have the number two, even possibly three guy on him, covering him. He's going to have a field day. So I wouldn't be surprised if Devontae benefits the most. Yes, Goddard will also benefit from A.J. Brown being in this offense, but I believe that Devontae is going to benefit the most because he is that's the biggest differential. He's a number one receiver, and he's not going to see the number one corner.
Absolutely. And who benefits from actually paying attention to the clock air on Green Legion Radio?
Nice work.
All right.
Can't blame Diaz.
Thank God. Diaz is over there having a good conversation. We might leave him out over there.
He's too close to my wife. Move from my wife over there. Get out of here.
You don't have to worry about that. He's married, and B, he has no game at all.
He has no game. You got no game. Diaz, you got no game, Diaz.
Everybody.
Hey, babe, does Diaz have any game? Does he have any game?
Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports Radio, live right now at the Ludlum Bar and Grill here in Sea Isle City. Everybody, we've got one more segment. When we come back, we are giving away a Bud Light beach chair, Bud Light cooler, and a Bud Light travel cornhole game with trivia, Eagles trivia, and our final football that you get to throw to Irving Fryer and have him autograph right here, right now, at the Ludlum Bar and Grill. Everybody, we appreciate you hanging with us this long. Everybody here at the Ludlum Bar and Grill, you guys are great. Amy, Chris, awesome.
Day drinking.
Do not forget about the beautiful ladies at Philly's Finest Swimsuit Counter Table, giving away calendars. You got the beautiful Connie, also the vice president of the Green Legion, and Hutch, who are phenomenal. By the way, if you want a ball buster, just talk to Hutch. Anyway, we'll be back on Fox Sports Radio right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, 1480 WDAS AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. We are live from the Ludlum Bar and Grill here in Sea Isle City. That's 4000 Landis Avenue. Yes, formerly La Costa. As a matter of fact, there's still a sign La Costa Lounge. That's awesome. This is a launch party as well for La Costa Lemonade.
Mm, delicious.
We're all going to the Orr House after this.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Hold on.
Irving Fryer's getting in the car with his wife and go home.
Hold on a second. This is not all about, well, it is kind of all about you right now. But this is an inside joke. Everybody, we appreciate you hanging with us here at the Ludlum Bar and Grill. Super Sam producing today, doing a hell of a job on both shows.
Sweating. That's what I'm doing.
And saying it with a chest this day, too.
At what?
No, because she's speaking up.
I said, yeah, but well,
she's got some belly today.
I have to be louder than Diaz. That's all that matters.
Crab cakes broiled, please.
Shut up, Diaz.
Where are my crab cakes?
I think you're going to be sleeping somewhere else tonight instead of her.
Hold on a second. You're saying this to the girl who's hosting you this evening? Hold on a second. There are a couple of hotels around here. Maybe you can... Is there a $345 a night room for Diaz here?
All right. I don't think his forehead could fit in one of those rooms.
Yeah. You mean his five head. Everybody, Michael, shut up, Diaz.
Can
on the end.
You feel the love tonight?
No, we're not. We've had enough of Iris and the Google Dolls.
I think Diaz and Jansen are going to sing a tune together.
Off the walls. We got to get through this. Sackmaster and, of course, Eagles legendary wide receiver and NFL legendary wide receiver, 5-time Pro Bowler, 2-time All Pro, Mr. Irving Fryer. We are drawing the final ticket for the last football you get to throw to Irv right out in front here of the Ludlum Bar and Grill. And then we have Eagles trivia. We have three things to give away: a Bud Light beach chair, Bud Light cooler, and a Bud Light cornhole game.
All right.
Connie, vice president of the Green Legion and the one person I cannot live without.
Aww.
She is drawing the
final. He said that to me last week, Connie.
Very one-sided feelings right there.
You're all fired. All right. Last three numbers. We did good. 2 out of 3 so far. 3-7-1.
didn't see anybody jumping up and down.
Yeah, I don't see anybody going nuts.
Must have went back to the beach.
All right, let's do it again. 3 for 5 is good on any of these. 2, 7, 5.
Hey, someone's really drunk.
Hold on, no, hold on. Somebody looks. 2, 7, 5. 2, 7, 5.
Oh man!
Why don't you just say you were 2, 7, 5? Great radio here on Fox Sports.
3 out of 6.
I'll take 50%. 3-0-1. 3. Alvira!
Yeah!
Hold on. That's still pretty good.
Yes!
50% is great.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Part of my representation today?
That's awesome.
All right. Where's the ball?
Please give her that last football.
This is yours.
This is my brother's mother-in-law right here.
Oh, okay. All right, don't go anywhere. You get to throw that to Irv. We have 2 women throwing balls to you.
All right.
I think you're going to be better than Donato.
Mrs. Breyer looks jealous over here.
Giggity. Where is he? Giggity, giggity? My man. All right, so we still have more prizes to give away. I have a trivia question. It's Eagles. Zach has one, and Diaz has one. I'm going to ask first. Whoever comes up to me, don't scream it. You got to come right up here and tell us the answer. Don't kill anybody on the way up.
My man's ready right here. Look at him. He's stuck and pray.
And you get to choose one of the 3 prizes up here right now. Irving Fryer's number as an Eagle.
Wow. Really? Y'all don't know that, huh?
No. Put your hand down, sweetheart.
Somebody roll up if you know it.
I'm offended.
You guys are big. You're all offended. Big.
Serena's not allowed.
I'm not catching anybody's ball today. What? No, wrong. Both of those are wrong. Get out of here.
Yeah. Yo, at least she shot her shot.
She's close.
Hold on, she at least attempted.
Yeah, she's
close. Hold on.
Oh, here we go. We're running.
One was close.
8. My man. Yeah. 8-0. Sir, please choose from one of these Bud Light prizes.
The beach chair, the cooler, or the cornhole game.
Gosh. I love this guy. Going right for the cornhole game.
Yes, sir. That's portable, too.
Yeah. A portable cornhole game. You got that? Excellent.
All right.
Aren't they all portable, Quimby?
I don't know.
Zach, you're up.
All right.
Your question.
Eagles down by 10.
Wait, hold on a second.
Go ahead.
Are you taking that cornhole game?
Yeah, he's taking it.
All right. Get it off the cooler. We got
to
get
Quimby, ever so delicate.
Go be possessive and take it somewhere. All right, there we go.
Eagles down by 10, Super Bowl 39. We're all screaming at the television because they act like they have all the time in the world between Reed and McNabb. Who scored the touchdown to make it a 3-point game with a minute 48 left in the game? The wide receiver.
I know it. Anybody?
I know it.
Number 84.
He's a coach.
No, it's not Freddie.
Nope.
It is not Freddie.
But close. He's a coach now. He actually coached on the Eagles.
The only thing Freddie caught was a cold and two touchdown passes in the divisional round.
No. Receiver.
Wide receiver.
Really thin.
Yeah.
Really thin.
Huh? What'd you say?
You
got it.
No, it's not Todd.
Oh, it's not?
It's not Todd.
Wait.
Nah.
Oh, I knew who it was.
He was a receiver.
30-yard touchdown pass down the field.
In the back of the end zone.
Real skinny little guy.
Yep, skinny dude.
Coaches wide receivers.
No.
That was past the time.
Past the trash time.
Do I need to give a nickname here?
Do it. Give a hit.
G. Lou.
There you go.
There it is.
Practically told him the name.
G. Lou. My man, you can pick one of these two. The chair or the cooler?
Dad's hankering for the cooler.
I would be hankering for that cooler, too.
Get the cooler.
There you go, boys.
All right.
My nephews.
I love watching them both try to lift that thing.
My nephews. Love it.
Is it full?
I don't know.
Is the cooler full?
It will be full now.
La Casa Lemonade. All right, we got one more.
Diaz, please. Right,
here's my question. Sack is such a glass half empty kind of guy. I'm saying glass half full. The greatest time we've all had at the Link all together was the NFC Championship in January of 2018.
The defining play that we'll all remember, they marched down the field. Chris Long hits Case Keenum's arm. Ball floats up in the air. The Eagles returned it for a touchdown. Who returned the interception for a touchdown?
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Who was the Eagles' defensive back that returned?
And this was after they went down and scored on us.
That's right. Rexy's second round pick.
It was 7-0.
Yeah,
covered up. It was four plays in.
Ooh.
No.
No.
No. Not Brandon Graham. He was a defensive back.
Actually, a safety.
Yeah, he's a defensive back.
He was the slot corner.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
He's a defensive back. He's in the second.
No.
Who is this guy? He doesn't know what he's talking about. He must be Sack's dad.
Wow. He was closer than Brandon Graham.
We'll all beat the crap out of him for you later.
Hey, this is one of
my... I'll give you the mic. He went on to play for New Orleans.
You can say exactly what you want. Come on. You can say exactly what you want. Come on.
No, it's a corner. It's a corner. You're going with the fat guys.
We wanted to bring him back, but he actually took a contract with the New Orleans Saints.
Yes, he went back to the Saints.
Yes. He was a one-year...
Come on.
No, not Malcolm. That was a few years later.
Quimby, can I say...
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say...
Patrick Robinson.
I wanted to
grab that chair, sir.
I wanted to sing the cool.
And here's to you, Mr. Robinson.
Oh, please stop singing.
That's it.
Yeah.
Please stop singing.
Yeah, please stop singing.
On that note, we only have two. Wait, what happened?
What do you
talk to this man right down here.
Hold on a second. Talk to that man right there.
We have a guest that wants a football for our grandson. Yeah. Quimby, why didn't you bring four footballs, Quimby?
I know. I'm such a Richard.
She wants a football.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he did. Nice. Good work. Long stints of silence here on Green Legion Radio.
Professional Fox Sports show. Again.
Day drinking at its finest, right?
Hey, we're done. Yeah, let's wrap it up.
She wants a football, man.
Training camp next week. Let's
Excellent
go.
Excellent work, everybody. Training camp next week. Actually, 50% on the raffle selections.
Great job on the raffle.
I noticed you wore long pants today.
Uh-huh.
I thought you were spandex.
Doing what?
Because you got to run routes out in front of the...
Bruh, what? You got it twisted, my friend. You got me mixed up with somebody else.
Everybody, if you want a football today...
Spandex.
Stay around because we're going out and throwing it to Irv right after this. Everybody, I want to thank Amy and Chris Glancy for sponsoring us this year and also allowing us to come down here and having such a great time.
Awesome.
Amongst
awesome.
All of you excellent Sea Islanders. All right. It's beautiful. We love it. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM. On behalf of myself, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Super Sam Brady, taking care and producing, and legendary NFL and Eagles receiver, Mr. Dr. Reverend Irving Fryer.
And Mrs. Robinson.
And thank you to Sean Brace, our program director, for coming down and hanging out with us today.
And Greg Murphy for stopping down for Bud Light Baseball Brunch.
And Greg Murphy for Baseball Brunch. You guys, we will see you next week. We're out of here.
TTP.